Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, September 18, 2023 is Rod Steiger. Rodney Steven Steiger, Stygr, April 14, 1925, July 9, 2002, was an American actor, noted for his portrayal of offbeat, often volatile and crazed characters. Ranked as one of Hollywood's most charismatic and dynamic stars, he is closely associated with the art of method acting, embodying the characters he played, which at times led to clashes with directors and co-stars. He starred as Marlon Brando's mobster brother Charlie in On the Waterfront, 1954, the title character Sol Naserman in The Pawnbroker, 1964, which won him the Silver Bear for Best Actor, and as police chief Bill Gillespie opposite Sidney Poitier in the film In the Heat of the Night, 1967, which won him the Academy Award for Best Actor. Steiger was born in West Hampton, New York, the son of a vaudevillian. He had a difficult childhood, with an alcoholic mother from whom he ran away at the age of 16. After serving in the South Pacific Theater during World War II, he began his acting career with television roles in 1947. And went on to garner critical acclaim for his portrayal of the main character in the teleplay Marty, 1953. He made his stage debut in 1946, in a production of Curse You, Jack Dalton, at the Civic Repertory Theater of Newark, and subsequently appeared in productions such as An Enemy of the People, 1950, Clifford Odets's Night Music, 1951, Seagulls Over Sorrento, 1952, and Rashomon, 1959. Steiger made his film debut in Fred Zinnemann's Teresa in 1951, and subsequently appeared in films such as The Big Knife, 1955, Oklahoma, 1955, Jubal, 1956, Across the Bridge, 1957, and Al Capone, 1959. After Steiger's performance in The Pawnbroker in 1964, in which he played an embittered Jewish Holocaust survivor working as a pawnbroker in New York City, he portrayed an opportunistic Russian politician in David Lean's Dr. Zhivago, 1965. In The Heat of the Night, 1967, won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actor for Steiger, who was lauded for his performance as a Mississippi police chief who learns to respect an African-American officer, Poitier, as they search for a killer. The following year, he played a serial killer of many guises in No Way to Treat a Lady. During the 1970s, Steiger increasingly turned to European productions in his search for more demanding roles. He portrayed Napoleon Bonaparte in Waterloo, 1970, a Mexican bandit in Sergio Leone's Duck, You Sucker, 1971, Benito Mussolini in Last Days of Mussolini, 1975. And ended the decade playing a disturbed priest in The Amityville Horror, 1979. By the 1980s, heart problems and depression took their toll on Steiger's career, and he found it difficult to find employment, agreeing to appear in low-budget B-movies. One of his final roles was as Judge H. Lee Sarakin in the prison drama The Hurricane, 1999, which reunited him with In the Heat of the Night director Norman Jewison. Steiger was married 5 times, and had a daughter, opera singer Anna Steiger, and a son, Michael Steiger. He died of pneumonia and kidney failure as a result of complications from surgery for a gallbladder tumor on July 9, 2002, aged 77, in Los Angeles, and was survived by his 5th wife Joan Benedict Steiger. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 020 UTC on Monday, September 18, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Rod Steiger. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.